Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him is. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And in international
call, Mrs. Tasha Triple. Interface complete.
Another Deacon Falls production. DBR, Track Boys, Track Boys. My name is John New.
Problem staying home without a goal, gotta be a West with and his room.
I'm renting roll. I don't know who he is. They could really give a shit. I'm a veteran, baby. He a rookie looking for tips. I don't kiss ass. Relate more to getting cash. Sitting back, poolside, sipping on my cognac. Calm ass niggas, just be sure to never cross his path. Most people cutting back. I prefer to burn grass, earn stacks like Snoop, but without the perm. Black tinted D catches envy, but they'll live and learn. Turn heads when I ball like a game at Rucker Park. I'm apart from the rest. Roll with him when you walk. Cause shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and it's a mile across the street from where I live. In my front yard.
crazy how we become and we are bullshit. Then you say, baby, let's just fuck it deep. You know that what's in me is always right. Come on, let's make this right.
Please don't. Watch me come. Push the start button, switch folks and mo. Look, lean out the fence lane with the band, little bitch. You like to push and play. Plus, you the type, yeah, to go both ways. Keep moving that way, kill a phone, I yell. Shit, I'm on the left coast tip with a west coast bitch. You looking dummy, this shit. Pick her up and hit it quick, then drop the trick because you just a bop a bitch. And you know that it's paper over pussy, man. And every hoe is just a dollar in the dice game. A player dollar, then another pick it up. Then he keep her in his pocket till she running out of luck. And I don't care if you don't like me. White tee, pea coat, and some Nikes. In that double Glock kill, that's all black. That's the reason why you're busy loving on the crack. Walk better, Alan Rock the Hofstetter. West Coast, and we living like some box players. Head down the street, and we're going under the track. Straight look good.
Computers, they're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
How would you like to go into the shrimping business with me? Man, I tell you what, I got it all figured out, too. So many pounds of shrimp to pay off the boat. So many pounds for gas. We can just live right on the boat. We ain't got to pay no rent. I'll be the captain. We can just work it together. Split everything right down the middle. Man, I'm telling you.
This is another Dead Dog Record Production.
that you love me. Oh, but then you bring on those changes that leave me wondering. You leave me wondering, do you love me, or is your love as true as you say? Girl, it's all in what you say. I just wanna say, hey. Never leave you, always by your side. That's what's on my mind. But when you tell me something different about the girl you think I'm messing around, oh, how can we hold our love, baby, hold our love down? Hey.
Love forget just where I've been, traveling down the same dead end. But thanks a lot for showing me I deserve better, and now you're free. Don't wanna take up all your time, I only called to drop a dime. This is where I draw the line. Somehow it seems to brighten up my day.
call me boo, I'll feel you right back, cause you're lighter than the bright. Sexy as a motherfucker and you work the pipe. Yeah, you make it feel so nice. Pretty feet, pretty feet, your smile so mean. I want you on my team, Bonnie Clyde, that's the thing. Remember one thing, we gon' always take the cheese. That's never gon' stop, cause the money always talk. Get a pussy good, but the money throw it off. You steal my baby boo, we gon' take the world on. Put it on our back while we get big stacks. Money make the pussy wetter than big sand. So come a little close, now we ain't holding hands. But the money that we countin' gon' make us touch hands. So tell me what you want, is you feelin' my plans?
I gotta be your only lady in this position, cause I ain't down with just being second best. Either take it or leave it, nothing more, nothing less. With that being said, we can have a good time. Have a nice dinner, wash down with some wine. Do a lot of things that can ease the mind. And show each other love, cause you know it's not a crime. Anything on your chest, you should just let it off. If you are with me, you ain't gotta stress at all. I can take you places mentally you ain't been to. Do what you wanna, it depends what you're into. Just be faithful, and it's that simple. And you ain't gotta worry about a relevant issue. Take trips, do this or such. All we need is me and you, and that's enough.
Thank you. treat you like a fun nigga. And I ain't worried about you pussy ass nigga fooling. I'ma count my money right in your pants.
Turn off the lights, gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. like nothing. Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in and shaking like one of them addicts. I'm one of them habits. She'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text. That's it.
I can see that she's ready.
So much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tight. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Go with the withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready. Ready. She's ready. She's ready. Ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready.
This is where we fight. This is where they die.
Takes the time to touch the minds and hearts to experience with this art. Yo, who's been hood from day one? Kept the street from the start. Part, prophet of rage, writing his life and time between the minds of every page. Understands the common man. That's why he receives love in every state on any stage. Yo, who made haters' hearts heavy and hate every phrase? Who writes like he's handing his life and hasn't seen his best days? In many ways, he brings himself back to life like soul to soul when he flows and you know. Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, a.k.a. Words, with your favorite poet's favorite poet. I spit a mean 16 for so-called them seeds in the booth so they can see I'm the truth. Don't need to be a deaf poet. I don't flow for dope, see, I'm just trying to save our young black youth. Gone in 60 seconds. Poof. No smoke, no mirrors. I blast and disappear like Dick Cheney's shotgun. I face off like John Travolta and Nick Cage with any poetry, cause competition is none. One pad plus one pen plus my ability equals the possibility to the tactivity daughter and son. Won't stop until God says I'm done. Until they find out who killed Biggie and Pac. Until a true MC decides to grab the mic and resurrect real hip-hop. Tick tock, time's a waste. You are now facing the last days of your lives. So what will you do when the truth stands before you? Will you stand like a man and be heard? Or will you get smacked in the face of all four lies? Surprise, surprise, another black boy dies before the age of 25. Now who speaks for that mother who's at a loss for words, bearing a heavy heart and tear-filled eyes? Yo, who's fearless like Jet Li with his ability to touch every heart and mind when it comes to poetry? Here's a hint. First word, first letter, E. Second word, last letter, E. Who made rude if you think their poems should rewrite their lines? Yo, who holds down one mic entertainment and opens the third eye to the mentally blind? Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, wordsmith blessed with the verbal gift to uplift. And just for the record, since you were the steps of me, now you know who you're fucking with.
many are called, but the chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you to see me. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you are laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick, or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. Your rights don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny and hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm going to say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I'll just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child.
Alright, y'all. Diving into nothing new. Hey, y'all. It's nothing news of the day, y'all. Sponsored in part by nothingnewstoday.com. Y'all already know, man. We bring the hottest, funkiest, freshest, funniest news from around the world. I had a rough night last night. That's why y'all ain't even catching me on the L. It's time to get ready for a weekend. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to be a big weekend, man, if you can make it. You know, everybody's starting to get their shop on the week before Christmas and all that, you know what I'm saying? So do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Because after that, it's all going downhill, and I mean downhill. All right, so play some of this music a little bit. Read y'all a couple of fun headlines. All right, we're going to start this thing in Florida, y'all. But y'all don't really give a fuck about these motherfuckers because I'm tired of these stupid bitches. But Anyways, Tiger Woods' wife, Ellen Nordegren, has met divorce lawyers following weeks of revelations about her husband's infidelity, according to U.S. media reports. People Magazine, NBC, all these motherfuckers are citing sources close to the former model. Says she plans to end her 5-year marriage. The mother of two has met lawyers to renegotiate her prenuptial agreement with the world's top golfer. Mrs. Nordegren's recent trip to a restaurant without her wedding ring were meant to signal her plans. She and Tiger are living separately now, but she'll be making this split very open and official right after Christmas, which nobody gives a fuck. This is crazy, y'all. Let's go to the UK, where BBC asks, should gays be executed? Yeah. British ministers are criticizing the BBC for hosting an online debate asking whether homosexuals should be executed. The debate on the Have Your Say website, which was originally entitled Should Homosexuals Face Execution, has attracted more than 600 comments, only 200 of which were deemed suitable for publication. Last night, it was listed as the most popular forum on the BBC's website. The corporation changed the headline to Should Uganda Debate Gay Execution? After lobbying by the BBC Pride Board, which is composed of gay and lesbian staff at the corporation. Oh, look at him. Y'all sisters finna catch some time, boy. Niggas tired of that fag shit. Women, it's time y'all go back to your men's. Men's, it's time you find a fucking woman. What the hell wrong with y'all out there, man? Anyways, real quick, we in Iowa City, where a woman is arrested for not returning DVDs. Yeah, an Iowa City woman is charged with theft for allegedly failing to return 53 DVDs she borrowed from the local public library. Authorities say Sarah Virginia Denny Klein was charged late Tuesday for failing to return the DVDs due back at the library on October 2nd. According to police, the Iowa City Public Library staff sent a certified letter to Denny Klein noting the items were long overdue. The letter said the 53 DVDs valued at $1,360 were to be returned or paid for within 2 weeks of the notice. Now, a lot of crazy shit. Motherfuckers bringing them back 99-year-old books, 25-year-old books. With this. All right. That's crazy. But that's reality, man. Y'all got to hold on one quick second. El segundo. Be my home ass wood up in this mofo flipper. Hey,
what's up, everybody? What's up, people?
Oh, man, just getting this news out the way from a long night. You know, long night of cocos.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, we had a long night. Good time, though, you know what I'm saying? Good time. Shouts out to DJ Grand Evil for finally coming on in and playing John New's motherfucking damn song.
He
mixed the hell out of that bitch last night. So, big up to him for that. Today we got the big toy drive. I'm gonna hit you back up so you can swing through. My homeboy gonna be out there DJing. You know what I'm saying? Come through. We'll play your track. WTMP gonna be out there. A couple other people. It's over there in the Springs off of Waters and 12th Street. I think it's at the Rec Center.
Oh, okay. Waters and 12th.
Yeah. Right there off of, I think that's right there behind Silver Spring School, I want to say.
That's in the Springs. Yeah, I know that's that. Behind the school.
I think that's right there behind the school. Yeah, so my homeboy from Plant City invited me over. So I'm going to hit the store, grab some candy and all that shit, bag up some candy.
And
go out there, represent, have a good time, you know what I'm saying? Try to see if we can get some exposure going on, free publicity, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Hey, the movie said it's on Saturday. You coming?
Saturday.
gonna be at 9. Okay, it's gonna be 9 in the morning at 22nd and Fletcher. They're gonna have it at classroom scene at the park.
Oh, okay, 9 in the morning.
Yeah, 9 in the morning Saturday.
Yeah, I got a
DJ.
I got a kid. No, I got a DJ like that night. So I don't want to. You know how shit be trying to take all day. I ain't got all day.
You know I'm a rep for you out there, homie.
Yeah. If I can't, though, you know, I'm going to still try to be through either way it goes. You know me.
You're going to have an economical out there tomorrow, too. We be ready.
You know me. But check this out, man, because I'm in these motherfucking headlines. I'm over here in motherfucking Portsmouth. Portsmouth. Where a man is too fat to pass field sobriety test. I ain't heard that one before. All right. A Northampton man who claimed he was too obese to pass field sobriety test was found not guilty.
Not guilty.
Of driving while intoxicated and convicted for a lesser charge. Yeah, Jamil Chowdhury, 20, of 8 Grand View Terrace, was arrested April 18th on a misdemeanor count of DWI, which alleged he was driving a 1997 Honda on Commerce Way while impaired by his consumption of alcohol. Through Hampton attorney, Chowdhury took the case to trial, arguing certain field sobriety tests should not have been administered to him because he is obese. So, Judge Sakawa Gardner on Wednesday found Chowdhury not guilty of DWI and guilty of reckless operation. Which is the same fucking shit. You finna go through all the same goddamn classes and all that same money that you would have got for a damn DUI. You just don't get the DUI showed up on your record. Whatever. Blow smoke up a nigga ass. All right, y'all better watch out when y'all go to motherfucking China, man. Shit. Taekwondo monkeys attack the trainer.
What?
Yeah. Motherfucker, they got guard dogs. These motherfuckers got karate kicking monkeys and shit. Man. Fuck a dog and shit. My monkey will kick your dog's ass. Anyway, Lo Wong, 42, taught the monkeys so they could entertain crowds outside a shopping center in Nishi, in eastern China's Hubei province. But the money-spinning primates turned the tables on the trainer when he slipped during a show, with one quick-thinking monkey flooring him with a quick kick to the head. At one point, the monkey trainer grabbed a staff to hit the monkeys, only to find himself facing a stick brandishing monkey that cracked him over the head. He only managed to get the monkeys under control by tangling them up in the rope that had been used to stop them running off. Hell nah, you get whooped by a monkey. Damn. You got his ass whooped by a primate. Yeah, but you taught these motherfuckers to kick ass. I mean, you gonna fall under your own ass whooping spell? Yeah. All right. Let's go to Northport, Florida. Anybody know where that's at? Where is Northport at? Well, it sounds like Florida. Man dies after waiting 20 hours for ambulance. Yeah. It was an urgent call for help that didn't receive an urgent response. After Brian Wood, 55, crashed his pickup into a pole on Friday, he got out and sat down nearby. A motorist saw him on the ground and called 911, but since he couldn't remember the exact name of the road, the North Police Department call taker never dispatched an officer. 20 hours later, when officers finally arrived after a second 911 call, they found Wood had eventually died from his injuries. Which leads to the question of how in the fuck, because your cell phones have a GPS tracking device built into them. You know, that's... So, yeah, when y'all be thinking y'all be hiding out, everybody's cell phone got a damn tracking device in it. I mean, if bitch really wanted to find you, I mean, all you gotta do is contact... Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's more, you know what I'm saying, into it, because they, you know, they can find out now. All they got to do is contact his carrier, and the carrier will be like, well, the call came from here, and he's here, and blam, 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 blam. But forever who reported that shit initially was fucked up, you know what I'm saying? You should have stopped and find out if you're going to report a damn call. You know, find out exactly where the hell is the guy sitting on the corner of, and 8th Street. What the hell is that? All right, let's go to Miramar. Miramar, Florida, where Lotto winner's wife, is evicted from home. South Florida woman whose husband won the lottery and then left her was said to be evicted from her home Tuesday evening. Damn, it's fucked up. Romdus and several other airline mechanics won $19 million in a June 2007 lottery jackpot. Instead of sharing the wealth, Campbell said her husband did not tell her about his win and eventually left her. A previous lawsuit Campbell filed was dropped. Arnam randomly stopped paying the mortgage and their home went into foreclosure. While they are still legally married, Campbell said Ramdas has vanished, and I have no idea where he is. Yeah, Campbell said. So, what your dumbass need to do is file for a motherfucking divorce, which you will go ahead and legally get half of all his motherfucking winnings, and then they will find his ass. You ain't got to worry about it. Sit back and wait for your money to roll in, and then laugh at his dumbass. But staying married, because at least I would have left you, I would have, you know, drum up some shit to say, bitch, we need a divorce. They still wouldn't have told you about the money, but hey, that's what happened. Cafeteria worker makes 52 students sick. Yeah. Getting worse and worse in our schools, people. This is in Dickinson, North Dakota, though. Good thing it's not in Florida. The cafeteria worker from Trinity High School in Dickinson, North Dakota, had spent part of the weekend vomiting and racked with diarrhea. But on Monday, May 2nd, 2005, she apparently felt well enough to report to work, chopping lettuce that would be served for lunch. The next day, students began to feel sick, and by that Wednesday, 52 students and 8 faculty members had fallen ill with the same symptoms the sick worker had suffered. When state officials investigated, they blamed norovirus, which caused the symptoms consistent with stomach flu. Man, yeah, I would have fired that bitch. That's what the fuck should have happened. Yeah, you gonna come to school and get motherfuckers sick. And y'all got all this West Nile flu, whatever the hell. Alright. Shout out to Easy Rider, cause we're in your hometown, homie. Pennsylburg, Pennsylvania. Well, bank robbery money is returned via mail. Yeah. Huh. FBI investigators in Pittsburgh said 80% of the stolen cash from a bank robbery was returned to the financial institution via U.S. mail. Special Agent Jeff Killeen said the cash, which arrived Monday at the PNC Bank in West Newton in a manila envelope with no note, was stolen during a bank robbery at the bank 5 days earlier, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review reported Wednesday. In the annals of bank robbery investigation, this is certainly unique. But, bitch kept that 20%, though, so I ain't no telling how much money he kept. You know what I'm saying? Shit, 20% of 100%, well, 20% of 100,000, you know what I'm saying? But I doubt he only took 100,000. Shit. Break it into a bank. I know I'm, what? Anyway, let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina, man. You know what? What's his name, Dad? The football player. Damn, I just seen that in the headline. Hold on. What's his name? What's his name? Yeah, well, alright, I'll have to find out. Who's a football player, though? Hold on. Yeah, the Bengals. There you go. Bengals is Chris Henry died Thursday a day after falling out of the back of a pickup truck during what police said was a domestic dispute with his fiance. Man, you know who he is? Ashwood?
I said, I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, that's the Bengals. Yeah, I don't know who he is, though. Oh, and I'm finna read this shit again. Hell no. Nah. Cincinnati Bengals' receiver Chris Henry suffered serious injuries after falling out of the back of a pickup truck during a domestic dispute with his fiance, police said Wednesday. Henry was found in the road in South Charlotte, apparently suffering life-threatening injuries, according to Charlotte Mecklenburg police. Henry was transported to Carolina's Medical Center, the local trauma unit, but spokesman said he was not listed in hospital records and had no other information. Police said a dispute began at home just before noon, and Henry jumped into the bed of the pickup truck as his unidentified fiance was driving away from the residence. He died December 17th, 2009. Damn. He was the wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals, people. That's fucked up. Did you hear about this crazy shit? Motherfucking new date is set when whites will be a minority. Yeah, white folks, you guys are falling out. Yeah, that's what they're saying. The estimated time when whites will no longer make up the majority of Americans has been pushed back 8 years to 2050. Because the recession and stricter immigration policies have slowed the flow of foreigners into the U.S. Census Bureau figures released Wednesday update last year's prediction that white children will become a minority in 2023 and the overall white population would follow in 2042. The earlier estimate did not take into account a drop in the number of people moving into the U.S., because of the economic crisis and the immigration policies imposed after the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. Meaning white folks is trying to motherfucking slow you stupid bitches down so they can save their population because these bitches finna die out. But it's all good. Hey, white folks, we still love you. In a mix with us. You already come from us anyways. You'll wake up one day and figure that out. Hey, we're black, but we're not blessed like they are. What happened? Yeah, y'all already know, man. Y'all already know. That's a white man dream to wake up with a big dick one day, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Y'all can crossbreed all y'all want, man. Y'all, it's not going to happen, white folks. I'm sorry. That American dream is just, you're not going to wake up to that one. Yeah. Anyways, let's go to Invercargill, New Zealand. Shouts out to little Lola. One of our homegirls up there in New Zealand, where a woman traffic flasher was fined. Why? Shit, if it was a dude, yeah. A New Zealand woman pleaded guilty to disorderly behavior for flashing her breast at motorists while standing in the middle of the road.
Wow.
Damn, that's fucking injustice right there, people. Authorities said... You feel me? Where the picture at? There ain't no picture, though. Damn. Said Cheryl Mae Dutville, 18. That's what I'm talking about. No, she's hot. Stood in the middle of the road September 27th in Invercargill and flashed her breast at several vehicles. The Southland Times reported Wednesday, Dutville was struck by one vehicle, but was not injured. You must have looked ugly then, because there ain't no way my father ain't going to hit you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Come on. All right. I had to buy that one for a dollar. I'll buy that for a dollar. I might have stopped and told my girl I want to hit you. You know what I'm saying? But not with my cop. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Let's go to Russia, y'all. Let's end this thing off in Russia. The plot thickens over pantyhose probe. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, the mystery surrounding why exactly a Swedish diplomat was selling smuggled pantyhose in a Moscow kiosk grew on Tuesday as the Swedish Foreign Ministry alleged the Russian media portrayal of the incident was a deliberate smear attempt. The comments come following a report by Russia's NTV television, which shows the 35-year-old Swedish diplomat unloading cartons of nylon stockings from a car bearing diplomatic plates and standing behind the counter of a kiosk in Moscow where the hosiery was being sold. The diplomat was subsequently arrested and taken in for questioning by Russian police, who accused the Swede of selling stockings smuggled into Russia from Belarus. You motherfuckers tripping. Not that the pantyhose had drugs in them. Not that the pantyhose, you know what I'm saying, had crack in them. I can't think of anything else that, you know what I'm saying, would be significant. Yeah. All right. What the hell ever. A judge says gangs are more deadly than some Gitmo, that's Guantanamo Bay, detainees. Yeah. That's fucked up. The U.S. dad arrives in Brazil. Hostess takes son home. I don't know what the hell that's about. Pentagon, these are just top stories, people. Analysis says Obama won't break new ground at summit. Pentagon, insurgents in Iraq hack into U.S. Predator drones. What in the hell? Come on, man. Come on, people. How the hell are these motherfuckers living in the mountains? Got technology to goddamn tap into all that damn sophisticated military drones. Whatever. Man, all right. I'll buy that for a dollar, because that'll conclude the damn news for the day. Nutty News is provided to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. And remember, don't believe what the fuck I'm telling you. Go and read it for yourself.
Hell yeah.
And based on that, let's see. Got somebody at the front door, people. Yeah.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
They're talking about
Timmy.
Yeah, y'all. Timmy. It's being more party time up on this motherfucker, man. See you hailing outside what's going down, home stank?
Shit. You know how we do it, man. Just getting ready for another day. You know how it is. What's on the agenda for the day? Smell so great.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Supposed to be having old DJ Slow Motion doing a toy drive over there at the Waters and 12th Street at the rec center.
Okay, that's what's up.
Well, he DJing for it. It's WTMP. They doing the tour drive. He's a DJ over there, you know what I'm saying? Go through it, try to film a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Rep, you know. Burn a couple of John New CDs up, go throw them around, you know what I'm saying, a little bit.
Yeah, right. You know how I
do. Know how I do. Got a couple of little Christmas CDs I'm making up, you know what I'm saying? Anybody out there need, you know, a little Christmas music. I don't know what I need. Kwanzaa music. That's what I need. Fuck Christmas. Nigga need some motherfucking come together music. Some peace and happiness, unity type music. All that old Deck the Halls bullshit. Man, Deck, what the hell is Deck the Halls?
I know what Deck is, but how you Deck the Halls? Ain't thought
deck
the Halls. The float.
I mean, when you start thinking about these damn Christmas songs and carols and all this fuck shit, they don't be having no meaning, man. Yeah. Here comes Santa. Where? Right down Santa Claus. Where's Santa Claus Lane at? Where is that at? What state that's in? I ain't even seen the street. I ain't even in Christmas, Florida. I ain't even no Santa Claus Lane. Here come motherfucking Santa Claus. Y'all keep blowing smoke up a nigga's ass. You know what I'm going to do one day. You know what I'm saying?
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Yeah. So I'm going to do some fire up that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Fire up that good shit. And then do what I does. But other than that, man, no, I'm just chilling, man. It took me to the news. It's my first time getting on the radio. I was so tired from last night, man. I was doing shit, man. Like y'all lucky that y'all even hearing something right now. I'm gonna let music play Not all day, but I mean all day. Shit. That's all you gonna hear, you know what I mean? Nigga, this motherfucker tired, nigga tired. But you know, old Grand Diva played Josh's song last night, you know what I'm saying? He put it in his little remix session and he tore it up. Did his thing, you know.
Gotta do Grand Diva.
Yeah, I gotta do him a drop now and shit. Gotta get him a drop out of the way. All good. Take care of that. And other than that, man, you know, I'm working on the official website, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all look out for that coming soon, the WDGE Radio TV.com, you know what I'm saying, website. January 1st, we're going to go in, man. I'm getting the mixtapes, putting some mixtapes up on here, make them available for purchase and shit. And, shit, that's pretty much it right about now. Try to make it, man.
Yeah, pretty much it. Get fucked up Thursday. Get fucked up Thursday.
What's that?
That's how I feel. Just get fucked up Thursday.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to see, man, you know. That's something this evening, man. What the hell is this? This ain't what I'm looking for. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY. The next step, though. My man jumped up my mixtape. Yeah, what's going on your side? Shit, I ain't got shit. What's going on your side?
Find out soon enough. Probably gonna get me a nice little pipe. They get up a nice little bottle of Zephyr Hills water.
Yeah, go by here and buy some damn candy and shit for these kids. Two for a dollar, you little bitches. No quarters. Across their damn head. Yeah, I had a cuss old motherfucking Mel out last night. Man, that bitch there, boy. Oh, I pulled off on him. I had to pull off on him, told him to get the fuck off my damn van, man. Talking that old dumb shit. You got to take me on, bitch. I ain't got to do shit. But eat shit and die. I don't eat shit, so all I got to do is die. Yeah, you gonna tell me some. Yeah, she in the bar now. She come in the bar, you know what I'm saying, thinking nigga ain't listening, bragging, talking about something. Yeah, I spent $400 on a jacket, went and bought some new pants, all this whole kind of shit now. But when nigga asks for a bill, oh, nigga can't even get a bill. But then after the bar, you want to run to me talking about something. You take me home. I need to, what the hell? Bitch, you stay 6 blocks away from the club. I stayed 13 miles from that motherfucker. You think I'm finna give a damn about your 6 blocks? No, get the motherfucker step. Got time for that bullshit. Can't even tip a nigga $3, you know what I'm saying, to get you home. It would've cost you, you know what I'm saying, $5 to get home in a cab. I said, bitch, get your ass off my van and pulled off her ass. Talking about, you ain't, I'm going to hold on to the van. All right, you going to be a dragged ass.
All right, don't be like that NFL player.
I just read about him, old Charlie. Yeah, that's what she going to be. Fuck around with me. Shit, ain't with that bullshit, man. I don't owe you niggas nothing in no motherfucking club. Everybody will be without. Oh, man, that's fucked up. I spend. You know, that's what really pisses me off about our mentality. We going to the grocery stores. We going to all these chain pangs, the Arabs. You know, and nigga never come out of his motherfucking mouth with, oh, man, I always spend with y'all. I can't get nothing free. But then when it comes to your own people, and a nigga come in here and he blessing you, you know what I'm saying? Then you want to turn around and give me, you know, catch your attitude. I like you want to fight a nigga. Because a nigga want to give you a free blunt, free half of Tampa, free bag of chips, free bag of candy. Like that shit is petty. You was a petty ass for asking for some petty shit like that. I had to cuss a nigga out for gonna sit up here and credit me, but then talk some dog. Let me owe you $2 because I need to get me a drink. I'm gonna get right back to you. What the fuck I got to do with your drinking?
I tell him, if it's one thing, if you got it, then you can. If you ain't got it, it's one thing.
Yeah, you gonna sit up there and argue me down, man. It's fucked up, dog. I'm spending with you, dog. I want you to not spend with me. That's what I want you to do. Do not spend with me. Just like I tell a girl, I don't need you as a friend. If any motherfucker friend bring you down, you don't need that motherfucker as a friend. You need them to get the fuck away from you. So you get to stay the fuck away from me. Don't even call yourself no friend no more. You was not even on my friends list. You has been taken off my MySpace friends list.
They could be with Timmy.
Yeah, man. It's straight up. I mean, that's just damn, just disrespectful, man. Even TJ did that dumb shit. You know, damn, dog, I spend with you, dog. I can't, fuck no, you can't get a cigarette. Nigga, you can't get a free puff off of my motherfucking already lit cigarette.
And you don't even smoke cigarettes.
I don't even smoke, feel me? I'm coming out here to make money, just like I don't come to you niggas and ask you for none of your powder that you selling, none of your crack you selling, none of your pills, none of your weed, any drugs you selling. I don't ask for none of that shit. And when I do come to you, I'm coming to you straight up. But what the fuck you asking for? You want 5? I ain't coming with 4. You want 10? I ain't coming with 9. And then because I spend with you every single night, I'm not gonna ask you, damn, dog, spend with you every night. I can't get a sack for free. But real niggas, like Bo, you know what I'm saying, the other night, Bo shot me one, you know what I'm saying? Because he know, you know what I'm saying? I do come, you know what I'm saying, when I got it. And I send people to you. I ain't asking for nothing in return. No, we up in this bitch to make money. You know what I'm saying? Should be blessed that the owner even letting motherfuckers be up in there doing that shit wide open like we doing it. But then motherfuckers want to turn around and give you their ass to kiss when you getting charged $7 for everything out of the machine, $2 for everything else. Look at the machine and be like, damn, $2. Come, turn around to me, and when I tell my dog, damn, dog, $1? Bet you just seen the shit say $2 in the machine.
No sympathy. If you look at it, if you wasn't there, what happened if you wasn't there? They'd have to pay them $2.
Yeah, they didn't want to cuss me out. Damn, dog, why you want here? Why you want here, dog? You miss money. I ain't miss shit. I miss the aggravation for not being bothered with you niggas. That's the fuck I miss. I didn't miss. Shit. Fuck that. You with that shit, man. It'd be aggravating all fuck shit. Wonder why a nigga don't want to come around. You motherfucker be with the bullshit. Alright, I got a remix, y'all. I got to play real quick. Got to get into this, you know what I'm saying? I have a response to the Becky. I have my official response to the Becky song. Motherfucker, no, I don't like the damn Becky song anyway, so this is my motherfucking...
What remix are you playing?
Well, don't worry about it, nigga. Motherfucking listen up. It's Big Cheese, goddamn it. Yeah, nigga.
That's
motherfucking men done came stepped up in this bitch represent. You know what I'm saying? It's a new hit, man, right here. Y'all check out livestream.com/WDGE radio. And y'all can see this video live, you know what I'm saying, on the new TV video show that's coming up January 1st, 2010. This is Big Cheese. Give me that bacon.
Can you bring her juicy ass out here?
Yeah.
I need some of that bacon.
Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast, hang with jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon.
Keep that chicken, I want that poke. A butter knife and a fork. Ain't got orange juice, oh no. Here's $5, go to the stove. Say my prayers, I'm ready to go. Can't eat too fast, don't want to choke. Ass cheese, grits, bacon, and some toast. With Tropicana orange juice, ain't no joke.
Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon.
Just woke up and want some breakfast.
Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon.
Like fish, love pig meat. Chitlins, hormones, pig feet. Favorite sandwich, bacon, egg, cheese. Tastes so good, can't feel my knees. Thanksgiving evening, roast that ham. Spray that pan with some Pam. Got those spices, look like spam. Took one taste, I was like, goddamn.
Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon.
Just woke up and want some breakfast.
Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon.
That kind of bacon straight from Georgia. Ship that bacon straight to Florida. Belly so big I can't do yoga. Got two sandwiches with some soda. Bacon kills, you're mistaken. What type of drugs are you taking? Don't keep it from me cause I be yelling out, I want bacon.
Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon.
Just
Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon.
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 Hey man, that's real. Y'all heard it here first. Hold on, y'all. We're coming right back. Hold on.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet? I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right. Babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Yeah, baby overnight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all, just don't put your motherfucking baby underneath the goddamn tree like the stupid bitch in Scotland did. You know what I'm saying? This bitch done motherfucking aborted the baby in the bathroom, her and the husband. They couldn't flush the damn, the aborted baby down the damn toilet. So they put the baby in the motherfucking box, dog. No bullshit. Wrapped it up as a Christmas gift and put that bitch deep underneath the tree.
Hell no.
That was read yesterday on the news. So if you missed that, you need to check the archives back. Yesterday's show, Nutty News of the Day. Yeah, man, it's been some real sickening shit around the holidays, boy. Dude killed his wife and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because he wanted to take the damn Christmas lights down. He shot the bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
Oh, it was Christmas lights.
Christmas lights.
You got to be kidding.
Christmas lights, people. Christmas motherfucking lights.
So yeah, I mean, that's what you call Nutty News of the Day.
Yeah, so when you sit up here and be like, you know, man, yeah, that, you know, people's fucked up in the world, you know what I'm saying? But not my dog.
I'm alive here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail in the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah, even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Po, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah,
Tampa,
bitch.
You be
killing me
with
every time I hear that shit, even though I don't go
through it. Was Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Not five figures, but six.
Now we got to make Six Figures, Nick. You don't want no five figures, goddamn paycheck. You want a six-figure paycheck, you know what I'm saying? Y'all heard that new song?
Teddy's and Bear.
Which one?
Teddy's and Bear. Teddy's and Bear. I thank God Almighty for Teddy's and Bear.
Teddy's and Bear.
I'm a two-legged deer.
Teddy's and Bear.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Teddy's and Bear.
There's one thing Daddy likes, and that's Teddy's and Bear.
Big old
titties and beer.
Titties and beer. Great big titties in my beer. God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
That's white folks, boy. I got some more white folks for you. How about that? White folks. White folks representing right now. Starship Smelly Fries.
I think they are walking around here with your friends.
Yeah.
Looking like Snoop Doggy Dog.
they think they can rap. Hell, I show Ice Cube how to rap.
Get up on this truck.
Get up on this truck. I'll show you how to do it. The Buford McGee style. Here we go. Now check this
we
out.
We laugh, Starship Smelly Prize.
Truck on the tasty night. Riding down by tea, trying to start a fight. My name is Buford. I'm from Alabaster. I'm a low down, drip, tin, back, right, crack, road tide. Road tide. Right. I'm an Alabama fan for the rest of my life. I'm the man. My name is Buford Joel, and I'm the goddamn king at the trucker's ball. Road tide. By the way, who? Martin Luther King. And now Elvis. You know, he's the king. The goddamn hell, I thought he had a dream. Now don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think they'll understand. Whoa, Rosette! And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I'll roll over you in my cock.
Yeah, that's my people's right there, you know. Really.
I'm gonna go call the psychic hotline. They'll know what to do.
Yeah, real. I represent from white folks out there. Y'all know how I got to do, man. You know, every once in a while, you know, white folks step up, you know, do their thing.
Yeah, I'll check out this goddamn TV show, man. What are these motherfuckers switching wives and shit? You know what I'm saying?
All I want to say is my dad.
Yay!
Some retards.
For 2 weeks. These bitches right here switching. I said, but it's some hilarious shit that white people do.
Yeah, they ass over there in, the fuck, Saudi Arabia trying to do the same thing, and all the motherfuckers getting their ass stoned to death. Yeah, for white swapping and shit. Mm-hmm. Just read that on the news. Check that in the archives. Yeah. Yeah.
Some things ain't worth it.
Some things are not worth it. And you know, that's the taboo over there to adultery. Man, you can't do shit. You know what I'm saying? You do what that goddamn Quran or whatever they study, and that's what you do. You live by it and die by it. That's the only. Ain't no in between fucking with them. Which, you know, hey, I don't hate them. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got their law. Sometimes, you know, shit around here is too lackadaisical. You know what I'm saying? If you tighten up on these fucking laws, which it wouldn't have nothing to do with us. You feel me? These laws really don't affect niggas at all. Because we adapt and overcome anything. But if you tighten them motherfucking rams up, these white folks start killing their motherfucking selves, dog.
They doing it now, and the law is weak.
Start killing their motherfucking selves, man. Y'all going to be the minority because you're killing your stupid-ass motherfucking selves because you can't handle survival. You weren't built to survive. You know what I'm saying? You was built to do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Assist us. And then you need to turn that shit around and going, you know what I'm saying, try to think like you the brainiac and shit. I'm a brainiac. Fucked up now.
When they say the laws that they intend to destroy us are the same ones that's fucking them up.
Yeah. Because it takes us, you know what I'm saying, to implement the laws. So, shit. If you don't know how to, you know what I'm saying, and if you don't know how to beat the law, you know what I'm saying, how you gonna enforce the law? When y'all just as crooked as the, when you, that's the whole problem with, that you can't even enforce the law because you know you yourself are crooked. So how can you enforce something that you don't even know, you know what I'm saying, unrighteous persons can't do righteous acts.
Can't even implement their own laws because they don't even understand their own laws. They just
don't understand their own laws. You know? They don't know, man. Some let me... They
break the heavy law they created.
Oh, yeah. Same law or they created a loophole for.
You know what I'm saying? They trespassed it over in Africa when it came and got our ass on the ship. They trespassed it on our turf, you feel me? And they assaulted us with deadly weapons and... You feel me?
Yeah, but a lot of that back in the days, man, it just came in with trickery. You know what I'm saying? At first, it didn't start out with no violence. You know what I'm saying? The only violence came when crackers tried to get greedy and try to just come back and debo shit. But at first, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas.
But at first, niggas sold niggas out. The motherfucking kings and shit over there, you know what I'm saying? White man came with the same shit he did with the Indians and shit, tried to fool them with liquor and booze and all that shit, and then look where they at. Got half an acre in their own land, which in the beginning it belongs to black people. Because niggas was here first, then Indians, then white folks and everybody else. Our bones remain here. Your motherfuckers ain't dug up no... You dug up arrowheads and shit that we motherfucking created. We already had all that shit. They want to give credit to the Indians. All that shit came from niggas, man. We've been making weapons and all this other kind of shit for protection, which is for hunting. It ain't even for weapons. Crockett just turned around and took it and made weapons out of it. You know what I'm saying? Take our ideals. And that's how you got your axes and all this other kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Your hammers. All that shit came from black folks, man. Look at your history all the way back to Egypt. They found hammers and all that shit. Because that's how we made them perfect squares and shit. You know what I'm saying? Had the first mallet. We had the first chisel. Now, come on, man. So you can't... There is no date to this country.
You said it, man.
Because this is a non-existent country. The United States is a non-existent country.
But you said it best. Everywhere you go, there's always a black person.
There's always a black person. Damn, I've been there. Been there. To a few places. And niggas is there. The whitest of the white. Niggas is there. Germany is the whitest of the white. Niggas is there. Niggas is there so heavy. Shit. You can't hardly find a white person in that motherfucker no more. Not the Hitler definition of, you know what I'm saying? Pure white. Oh, that, you ain't even find that. And what y'all hearing in the background, my own boy Acker Fool, man, with that new song, Do It. You know what I'm saying? Don't go out there and get no DUI. You might catch him in E-Boy City on the strip doing his Do It Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you stop you and shit, you see a bald head nigga with big eyes. Well, no, nah, because that could be Peacock. That might be damn Acker Fool hollering at you, you know what I'm saying? Y'all stop and do a little interview. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Because a man don't want to hug and kiss you.
Maybe your standards are too high.
Get out, SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Anybody heard that new song?
Nah, yeah, I heard on the internet.
You ain't heard this new song. Oh, yeah. It just got sent to me, man. My homeboy Bill and Ted sent this to me, man. Break it down.
Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got bitches and buddies. Maybe because I got power and clout. But wherever I go, the people always shout out.
What they say?
I farted.
The new club anthem, y'all.
I farted.
Oh, yeah. Time for me to set the record straight and let you people know who farted. Well, I farted. You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you, who fought Ted? You better point at me and say, hey, it's him. He fought Ted.
Cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, far-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah, that's the way you cuss a motherfucker out. That's what I'm talking about. Call a motherfucker monkey shit. You ain't heard that one, have you? Hey, monkey shit. You little monkey shit. This is Shelly K. Night Talk playing in the background, you know what I'm saying? Got about 8 more minutes up in this mofo, man, trying to put the website together. And so everything going to get right, you know what I'm saying? Launching January 1st, people, we're going official. Make sure you get all your individuals, send them to WDGE Radio TV. At live.com, and yeah, we got a new one from Red Shades called So Cool. You know what I'm saying? You can go and check that one out. That's a new feature on there. Also check out Big Cheese. Got Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? All that ATL on that motherfucker. Got in that upper level. Got Goofy Bone holding it down. Shit, you got Tennessee up in that bitch. My homeboy F1 Diamond. And shit, got all kind of new crazy commercials. I got some crazy commercials on that motherfucker. And yeah, got a lot of new content coming, man. So y'all get ready for that, man. Cause it's going down January 1st, man. We're going live. We're gonna be official. So yeah.
First of the month.
Yeah. First of the year. Yeah, it's almost here. First of the year. It's almost here, people. Y'all already know, man. So what, y'all got resolutions and shit? Anybody did some dumb shit like that? Made some resolutions?
That's a lie.
I'm just asking, did you make something? Did you make a resolution? Did you say, hey, I'm finna try to do something this year?
That's all
fucking resolution is. That's all damn resolution is. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to lose some weight this year, you know. I don't hear that shit. Try to get me a job. I don't hear that shit. You know, yeah, that's all they want. Y'all already fucking your whole year up already with the try shit. Try it.
Fail before you start it.
Mm-hmm. No try, no can.
Well, man, I don't know. But my thing is, for the January 1st, we is launching. It's a key word, launching.
Take off.
Things is going live. Everything going live. We're doing live interviews from the block. Oh, yeah, don't forget, tomorrow, feature ending Friday, got Ashwood in the building. Going to be holding it down. Ash, you got some new tracks you want add to the show? You can send me whatever you want to add. Know what,
yeah,
I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you already know. I'm getting ready to hit the studio this week. Going to drop something new. You know what I'm saying? I'm just been working on it.
Nigga, yeah, I'm talking about for tomorrow, shit.
Oh, for tomorrow. Yeah. I'll let you know. Yeah, because I think you got everything. I think you got everything that I've been pushing.
Well, except for the Dre D, you know, I went on to the site and heard the Dre D little drop, you know what I'm saying, interview. Where he played, Flying.
Huh?
What was it called? I'm Flying, Sending Off?
You talking about Flight to Catch?
Flight to Catch. Yeah,
you got that, right? You got
nah.
to have that. You have to have that, because I always leave, I don't perform that with you DJing. Left the CD there. I sent you that thing. Yeah, I sent it to you too. I sent you everything. You got to check that email box, man. You got everything. But I'll send it to you again. I just send you everything all again. I sent you at least 10 joints. You should have at least 10 of my joints. 10 to all joints.
Shit. Speaking of emails, need to check on too. Shit.
Yeah, I sent a lot of material to you.
I got so many fucking
and drops. You should have at least three, four drops for me too. I sent some drops too.
Hey, what went down Tuesday, homie?
Like
but,
what?
Hmm?
Oh, you talking about Coco?
Yeah, what went down Tuesday?
Why? What you heard?
No, I'm just saying.
No.
Missed that.
Nothing that went down. No, I mean it was straight. Yeah, but only four, you know, we don't have four groups, you know what I'm saying? But it was still straight, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got the chance to, you know, got plenty enough time to come back up and do more if they wanted to. I'll try to keep a bitch up there. Like, go ahead and do another one. Shit, you got a little more time.
Where Polk County didn't take over?
Well, no. No, Criminal, they ain't. Yeah, normally they would have. I thought they would have, you know what I'm saying? Came through and stayed on the stage the whole show, but, you know, it's all good. Creep came through. Yeah, Creep and Bobby came through, did they thing. Let me see, who else all that? Griff came through.
I seen Deuce in there.
Yeah, but Deuce ain't get up and do nothing, though. I'm saying that actually came up and did something. There's only four people.
Oh, Vision didn't come in on Tuesday?
I forgot the other group name that was in there.
It might be Vision. It might be. I don't know. I'll be, you know, be forgetting motherfucking names and shit. I see the I mean, knowing the names, but I mean, I be knowing the faces, but I be forgetting niggas' names. I be getting shit crossed
so
up.
So many of them. Shit.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
And like DJ Cutthroat. Seen him in the club last night. I ain't know what the fuck he was till he got on the mic talking some DJ Cutthroat. I'm like, oh, and I just repped for him last week. We had that bitch crunk like a motherfucker, man.
Hell no.
Yeah. Nigga, then that, but then you go, see, she got her ass back up and still talking shit. Talking about she was in Atlanta. How the hell you was in some damn Atlanta? What the hell ever, man? What the hell ever? But, yeah, exactly. Talking about she out there with her models and shit, her MySpace models. Man, let me tell y'all something, people. If you believe in that fucking MySpace shit, you damn sure wasting your time. Ashwood, how many motherfuckers you done met off of motherfucking MySpace?
At least a good 1,000 people.
Okay, I mean met. Physically met. Shook hands with.
Oh, you said shook hands with? Probably like
network
out that 1,000 people, probably 50 out that 1,000.
Now, has that been Tampa people, other places?
Let me see. About 20 in Tampa out that 50.
Mm. And everybody else is elsewhere. Yeah. And you network. You move. Well,
you feel me?
That's how it's got to do. I'm about to get up out of here, people, because I gotta burn like 3 more CDs up before I can get over here to this shit. So on Waters and 12th Street, that's where it's going to be at. Everybody want to come and go. It's from 4 to 7.
Well, shit, I better get a moving then.
You said today.
Yeah. 4 to 7. Yeah, WTFP and everybody else going to be out there. So, but I'll be coming outside by another hour. So I got to burn up a couple of John New CDs and then be rolling.
Well, let me go on up here and go ahead and get this cash flow. Go on and get us our bottle so we can get fucked up and get our day right.
What you doing? You heading to the job or something?
You know I don't work on no Thursdays.
Oh. Nigga, I don't know. All right, well, we're getting up out of here. New song. This is Big Dre and Tia Netta. You know what I'm saying? Letting all y'all scallywag bullet shot holes that be in the damn strip club. Let y'all know, y'all.
These bitches ain't shit. Hey, this for all my niggas who feel like.
Peace out, Ashwood, DJ Party Time, Goofy Bone. Everybody out there riding with Record Game Entertainment. And motherfucking the Starship Smell of Pride. Peace out. I'll see you tomorrow.
Cleaning up clean on go, I blow. Hey, Ritz gone by the flip FOMO. Play from the city, all black night in the cement. Weed in my lungs, licking my kidney. D-Hole be licking, sucking, dyking, fucking like it ain't nothing. Oh, you ain't get shit from me. I ain't paying for your pistol with my dick for free.
Fuck you, nigga.
Nah, fuck you, bitch. Lick my ass, hoe, and suck my dick.
What you say?
I said, fuck you, bitch. Lick my ass, hoe, and suck my dick. Go dirty, put nutted out, skis a hoe. Fuck what you heard, don't need your hoe. You got the best head in the sky. Take my dick, got your pussy, put it dead in your mouth. Trick, bitch, how you gon' diss me? Walk around town, pussy smelling like fish grease.
Damn, pussy smell like fish grease?
Man, the bitch pussy smell like fish grease. Beat it up, T-A-A, can't walk. Bust nuts in your mouth, T-A-A, can't talk. Catch one more, then I gotta go. Ho, skeet, from your front to your back door. Dirty foot, trick that bitch. You never been in that, don't be shit, don't be shit, don't be shit, don't be shit. These bitches ain't shit, these bitches ain't shit, these bitches ain't shit.
These niggas ain't shit, these niggas ain't shit, these niggas ain't shit. Have you ever seen a bitch so fresh in the neon? Beat on, driving with my homegirl Breon. Me and my dog piss on niggas for a reason. They only good for money and put to eat on. Cause these niggas be licking, tricking, and ticking, they dicking, all kind of bitches. So how you gon' call us hoes, fucking niggas in the ass with no dildos? Fuck me, nigga, now nigga, fuck you. Suck my ass till you taste doo-doo.
What you said, bitch?
I said fuck you too. Suck my ass till you taste doo-doo. Ugh. I ain't got no respect, bitch. Nuts put it all in your neck, bitch. So get your broke ass at my house, let your teeth in my grill, spit it back in your mouth. Ow. Little dick, bitch. You never been and ain't gon' be shit. Gon' be shit, gon' be shit, gon' be shit.
niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit.
These niggas ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit. Dope boy, fresh big tank glistening. Looking for a bitch I can stick my dick in. I'm trying to put it up in your room. Skid in the eye so you can see our kids. Pop this deal, bitch, quit faking. I got them on 102 turns and they traded. Dumb hoe, we ain't nothing but a fuck thing. Lee ass with a bed
here
full
we
of
go
nothing.
Again. This nigga said it's talking that shit. Stick your tongue, gotta lick this lick with a mouthful of cum that'll set you gone. After that, turn around, get my homegirl a song. We like it, bread. You heard what I said? Face look so good, up between my legs. Your dick dead and I'm sucking it. But the bitch ain't doing nothing. Played out, little dick bitch. You never been and ain't gon' be shit. Gon' be shit, gon' be shit, gon' be shit.
Who's a dirty foot, trick that bitch. You never been and ain't gon' be shit. Gon' be shit, gon' be shit, gon' be shit. These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit.
These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit.